Try to keep your awareness grounded in the body, however you sense the body right here, right now. The Buddha gives you vocabulary for describing it in terms of the four elements or the six elements. They're not chemical elements. They're elementary properties. You could call them the six properties. There's earth, which is solidity, water, coolness, fire, warmth, breath, energy, space, which is space, and consciousness. Those things are right here. And they're here in potential form. In other words, if you focus on the solidity of the body, you can actually make it feel more and more solid. Focus on the breath, you can have a sense of breath everywhere in the body. So on with the other elements. You focus on the breath because it's most responsive to the images we hold in the mind, the perceptions we have. Think of the breath flowing throughout the body. Wherever the nerves extend, okay, there's breath there. And try to stay there as much as you can. All too often our attention goes tearing out of the body into the world outside. When it's out in the world, it's not grounded. It's not protected. When your awareness is in the body, then you're protected. You're solid. You're safe. And you know more of what's going on inside both the body and mind. Because when your attention is outside, things can be going on in your own mind. You're only barely aware of them. This is not the kind of bare awareness that they're talking about. You're just hardly aware of them at all. And yet they're shaping your experience. Intentions are going on in the present moment, and if you're just hardly aware of them, it doesn't mean that they're not going to have consequences. So you want to be here to see what's going on. So try to stay fully in the body as much as you can. We talk about focusing on the breath or watching the breath, which is an unfortunate turn of phrase. It's better to think of being bathed by the breath, surrounded by the breath. You're right here. You're going to leave right here only when you really have to. So change some habits. Don't let your attention get sucked into the world outside. Try to maintain it as much as you can right here. You'll see enough of the world as you need from right here. Make sure your awareness is grounded. It's more solid, more safe, more fully aware. Because when you're aware of the world outside, there's a lot of construction going on. Construction of your sense of what's going on outside. Just looking at the world outside. They've done experiments to show that the messages the brain receives from the eye are pretty chaotic. And the brain has to fashion them into a coherent view of the world. So we can see the world as three-dimensional, a space we can move around in, with objects we want to make sure we don't bump into. All that requires construction on your part. And yet you're hardly aware of it. That's just looking. Actually, negotiating with the world requires a lot of construction, too. You're dealing with other people. Although you are dealing with things they do and say, your interpretation of those things depends a lot on your background. So when you're in the world outside, there's a lot of construction that's very, very unstable and unsure. Try to get more back into your body right here. Stay here as much as you can. That way you have a foundation for your knowledge. And you're right where things are happening. The real things that are happening in your world are the things the mind does to shape its experience, to make sense out of it. You want to look at how that's happening, how you're doing it, whether you're doing a good job or not. The Buddha says the way we normally do it leads to a lot of suffering, a lot of stress. And you want to see if the suffering and stress is worth it, because there is some stress in the path. But there's a lot of unnecessary stress we weigh ourselves down with. You want to see how that's happening, why that's happening, how you can stop. And you do that by staying right here. So as you go through the day, think of the breath not only as you're sitting with your eyes closed, you're doing walking meditation. It's there all the time. You can be grounded in it all the time. Take advantage of that fact. Our responsibilities here are pretty small. Then it weighs heavily on the mind. There's a lot of the responsibilities out in the world outside. So take advantage of your opportunity to be grounded in the body as much as you can.